Ontario College of Teachers, Appendix for the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. These case studies work in conjunction with the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. The advisory is available under our Member Resources section at oct.ca. Content warning. The content in this advisory may be sensitive for some individuals. Please note that the terms and approaches used in this document were current at the time this advisory was released. Case studies. These scenarios are based on actual cases to provide Ontario certified teachers, hereinafter OCTs, with practical examples for addressing hate and discrimination in different environments, both online and in person. Each scenario is written from the point of view of an OCT and provides general guidance on how OCTs should best proceed. The scenarios are organized under three key categories. Address the incident by recognizing and responding to acts of hate and discrimination within learning environments. Build awareness and understanding of professional, ethical, and legal obligations to avoid discriminatory conduct and foster safe, equitable, and inclusive learning environments. Know your role through increased understanding of professional expectations and how your actions inside and outside the learning environment, both in person and online, must reflect professional standards and ethical conduct. Additional resources. Additional resources are available at the websites of the Ontario Human Rights Commission, the Government of Ontario, and the College, including the College's Margaret Wilson Library. Many additional qualification courses are also available for ongoing professional learning. A list of resources is available on the College website at oct.ca. About the Ontario College of Teachers. The College is the regulatory body for Ontario's teaching profession. Self-regulation recognizes the maturity of a profession and acknowledges its members can govern themselves. It means the government has delegated its regulatory authority to those with the specialized knowledge required to do the job. A self-regulating profession protects the public interest by setting standards of competency and conduct. It has the right and responsibility to license and discipline its professionals, including suspending and revoking those licenses. Our mandate. As the regulator for Ontario's teaching profession, the Ontario College of Teachers protects the public interest by safeguarding students and supporting students' well-being. All educators working in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary school systems are required to be members of the college. Our role and authority are set out in the Ontario College of Teachers Act, 1996. The College's role and the advice provided. The College's mandate is to serve the public interest by regulating the teaching profession to protect students. By providing OCTs with practical advice to help address hate and discrimination, the College aims to help OCTs nurture a sense of belonging and inclusivity within learning environments, thus creating conditions for students to thrive in the classroom and beyond. The College does not tolerate acts of hate or discrimination of any kind. OCTs are held to high ethical standards and standards of practice. Contravening these standards, including by engaging in hateful or discriminatory behavior, may be considered professional misconduct. Case Study 5, Diverging from the Curriculum. Scenario, quote, I feel it is wrong to teach my grade 8 students about gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation as indicated in the health and physical education curriculum. As an OCT, I can decide what is appropriate to teach my students, end quote. Address it. Stay within the Ontario curriculum as it outlines mandatory learning expectations. In addition, review the Human Rights, Equity, and Inclusive Education Program Planning section of the Curriculum and Resources website. Endnote 10, that includes policy and instruction, which is part of the curriculum for all subjects and disciplines in grades 1 to 12. Build awareness. Straying from or ignoring the curriculum can have repercussions, impacting both your professional standing and your students' learning. It can also have employment consequences and can lead to a college investigation and potential outcomes directed by the investigation committee or the discipline committee. Adhere to professional standards and boundaries, in particular, teaching within curriculum expectations and being mindful of how personal views and conduct can impact students. Maintaining professionalism, respecting students' diverse backgrounds and perspectives, and upholding ethical standards are essential aspects of effective teaching practice. Know your role. Recognize that your role is to facilitate learning within the curriculum framework set by the Ministry of Education and to create inclusive and supportive learning environments for students. Teachers' performance is assessed by their employers, and a component of these assessments is their knowledge of the curriculum and their ability to teach it to their students. As an OCT, you have a responsibility to ensure that any materials used in your role promote inclusivity and respect, adhering to the curriculum to prevent an environment of hate and discrimination. You are responsible for planning and implementing learning and assessment activities that use appropriate, high-impact instructional strategies, including culturally responsive and relevant pedagogy, to support students in achieving the curriculum expectations. End note 11.